good because we had recently some tough results, you know, and it was important, of course, to qualify for the semi-final. You had the luck to play at home against Lincoln. First half was difficult, but we were focused and maybe not spectacular, but serious. And in the second half, it was all us, and then it became easier. Our fluidity was in the game, our movement was right. And from then on, it was much more difficult for Lincoln.
You've broken some non-league hearts in the last two rounds of the FA Cup. Have you spoken to Danny Cowley, the Lincoln manager?
A little bit after the game and a little bit before the game. But I think you have to congratulate him what he's achieving with his team. It's fantastic. I looked at it, how he handled his team after the game. There's some manager stuff in there.
Does he? Do you think he could? He thinks that, you know, he says that he could learn so much from you as a manager.
Well, I think he's intelligent enough to learn, and of course you learn a lot from experience. I managed maybe 2,000 games, so of course I have a bit more experience. But I believe everybody has his learning curve, you know, through his own experience, and it's how much you learn from every game that makes you better and better. But this guy looks to have potential, yes.
You're now in the semi-finals of the FA Cup. Some people think that winning this piece of silverware would save your season. Do you think that's the case?
I don't think like that, you know. I just think to get my team to perform in the next game and let people extrapolate always. It's always people want always to predict what happens. I'm so long in the game, I cannot tell you what will happen, you know. Many people know better than I do, but I can't. I just try to perform for the next game.
Tonight a relief for you, though? Is tonight a relief for you?
Well, it's more than a relief. It is to have a feeling that we've done what we wanted to do, and that's what I work for, you know.
People have questioned you a lot in the last few weeks. Has it actually hurt you? Because, I mean, I've known you since you arrived here 20-odd years ago. It must have hurt some of the criticism.
Look, I serve this club with commitment and I think integrity and loyalty as long as I'm here. And it's a shame I cannot keep everybody happy, but I think we are now in the semi-final again in the FA Cup. If you count how many times I've been in there with the club, it's not too bad. No.
Be honest.
So let's. Sorry.
Be honest. Would you like Spurs or not?
I just want the draw. There's no like or not like. You have to accept the draw you get, and that's what we will do.
And finally, if you can win a trophy this year, maybe it will shut some of the people up that have been nasty about you, been rude about you, been questioning you.
Well, you know, I accept all that. I think in life you can only do one thing, is to give your best and accept the judgment of people. I always did that in my whole life, you know, and I'm not afraid of that. I can go back everywhere I worked, because I worked always with the same commitment everywhere, and that's what I will do until the last day I'm here. Apart from that, personally, I prefer to have everybody happy, but when you have 60,000 people in the stadium and 100 are not happy, people speak only about 100, you know. So you have to take that with a little bit with a perspective as well.